You have just tuned in to the TNI Chronicles, Life Lessons of a Single Dad and His Princes. I am Miracles One.
And I am Taya B.
And we are about to have an unscripted live conversations that might make you laugh, cry, smile, all type of emotions. But at the end of the day, we want to empower you because we want you to be in a position so you can grow and you can learn and you can just be able to be the best version of yourself for you and your child be the best version as well. So as we get ready to start this podcast, we have one thing to say.
Let's go and let's grow.
All right, people, welcome to the inaugural episode of the TNI Chronicles.
Life lessons from a single dad and his princess.
I am Miracles One.
And I am Taya B.
And we are the co-hosts of this wonderful new podcast. We're so excited to come here to talk to you guys and share all of our life lessons and our journey and the things that we have went through, we have talked about, we've cried about, we've laughed about. I don't know what to say. I have so many emotions right now. I'm just looking forward to sharing. Talia, what are you looking forward to the most about this podcast?
I'm looking forward to our podcast to grow, our podcast to go viral, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. You know, we ask one thing out of you guys as you hear us speaking each week and hearing the things we're bringing to the table to just share. The greatest support you can give us is to share this with other parents, share this with other young kids, because we're going to talk about things that most people probably don't talk about in a public setting like this. So, but today's episode, the first episode is called Speak Life. And Speak Life is literally about talking about, you know, how words affect us each and every day. And, you know, Talia, what do you think about when you think about words and how people use them? What are your thoughts?
I think some people use some words negative and positive. But when it's negative, you should think about how you would feel if somebody said those words to you. And if it's positive, make sure or think about giving them a thank you or...
Well, yeah, thank you. You're welcome. Anything positive. And so, you know, that was a good opening statement by her because, again, this is unscripted. She has nothing in front of her. We are just literally flowing in the conversation. But the first segment is called Positive Words and Affirmations. And like she said, you know, it's really about what, you know, saying positive things. And I give you something to think about. When I think about positive words, I think about things like I tell Talia, you know, you did a good job. You had good grades. What's some positive things you would say to me or some of your friends?
You dressed pretty nicely today.
Okay, dressed pretty nicely. What type of things you would probably say to daddy to make me feel good about life or different things or what I'm going through or changes that might happen?
Your podcast is really cool and fun and...
Really cool and fun, I like that. Okay, I like that. And what else? Anything else that you think of? Okay, she says nothing else. She gave me the head nod and the laugh. But, you know, the main thing is, I give you an example. A lot of times when we are talking to our kids, we have to make sure we're always, always putting a highlight on the positive. I give you an example. You know, when your child brings in their report card, right? You know, how often y'all bring your report card, Talia? Every what, you know?
Every quarter.
Every quarter. So, you know, every, 12 weeks, I think that's a quarter, something like that. But the bottom line is, when they bring their report card home, and let's just say they have 4 A's, if they do A's and stuff still, and 2 B's and 1 C. You want to say, what do you want to hear, Talia? Do you want to hear about your A's and B's, or you want to hear about your C the most?
I want to hear about... I think I want to hear about my C, and I want to see how you could tell me how to bring up my C and get to a greater level.
So what she said about hearing about her C, that's interesting because in my mind... And that's why I like having her aspect and her view on what she considered to be positive. In my mind, I would want to sit there and tell her, baby, you did such a great job on your grades. I'm so happy you did. You had these A's and B's. Yeah, you made a C, but, you know, I'm proud of what you've done. And then we can figure out how to, you know, help you improve. We made a C. And she says she wants to hear about the C and how to improve. So I'm going to ask her this question. So why did she pick the C first, in your opinion, instead of hearing Daddy say something about the A's and the B's?
Because if I learn about my C, then I can improve it, and then I could get A and B's. And then after I get on my A's and B's, then we could talk about how good they are. And, yep, that's pretty much.
Yep, that's it. Like she said, that's it. So that's one example. And I give you another example. You know, when you're around the house and as they're growing up, you need to speak these positive affirmations into your child's life. I tell Talia all the time, you're going to be a world changer. You're a light. You're an example when she goes to school. You know, I speak all these positive things into her. And I'm actually, how does it make you feel when Daddy tells you you're going to be a world changer? You have greatness in you. Nobody can do what you've been put on this earth to do. How does that make you feel when you hear those type of things, those type of affirmations, things that speak into who you're going to be later?
It makes me feel happy. Happy because when you tell me something nice and you tell me something that I should be, it makes me feel happy because if I wasn't that, I could change. But if I was that, then I could just stay like that.
That's true. And the thing is also by speaking those type of words into them, you're giving them things to focus on. So when somebody tries to tell them something negative, we'll talk about the negative in the next segment. When they try to tell them something bad or something, you know, that they are not, they are reminded, no, my dad, my mom said, I'm this, I'm a world changer. And then for us, because again, like you guys know, I don't push my belief on you. This is a podcast, it's neutral, but you know who I believe. I believe in God, I believe in Christ. So because of that, I teach her how God sees us. I teach her that we are light. We're supposed to be example to the world. And so I always tell her, you want to be the best version of yourself because of what God created you to be. So when I say that to you, Talia, because that's how God created you to be this amazing person, what are your thoughts about that?
My thoughts about that is...
My thoughts are, but I got it back. Just making a difference as a young lady in this world, in that school, what does that mean? Like, your thoughts. So right now she's still thinking. So while she's still thinking, of course, I got to have her back, parents. We always got to have our kids back no matter what. This is the first podcast, so these questions are coming in hot. she didn't know what was coming. But, you know, the main thing, like she said, was to understand that she's here to make a difference. Understand she's been created uniquely. And understand that it's our job as parents to tell our kids who they are because that's who they become. You know, when we go into the next segment, as we get ready to close this one in the next few minutes, in the next probably like literally 2 minutes, and we talk about the damage of negative words, you're going to see the big difference in stuff and how it could affect them and stuff. Matter of fact, I'm asking Talia, like, you know, Talia B, when you're at school, have you ever heard a teacher say, what happens when you hear a teacher give you guys positive compliments? Like, give me some examples of positive compliments that you hear your teacher say to you and your fellow students.
You're doing great. You are really improving. And awesome.
Yeah, I mean, things like that. Improving, doing great. You're paying attention. You got better at your homework, all those things, all those positive words. And you think about it. You think about when you were a child and you think about, you always say it's our job to be better than our parents were. And then our kids' job is to be better than we are. You know what I'm saying? So the big thing is each generation should get better. And if we focus on the positive affirmations, on the positive words, speaking life into our child, when something dead or something tries to destroy their dreams, their hopes, they're going to remember that life, because where there's light, there can be no darkness. And when you speak life, it's light. And what I always tell you about light, baby?
I am always the light.
You're always the light. So that's very important. But, you know, this first episode, you guys, it's raw. It's raw. It's new. I'm the season one. I'm so proud of her that, you know, she has the courage to come to this mic for the first time today, you know, and I'm going to give her, this is my applause. Yes, this is my clap. But I'm really proud of her. So as we get ready to take a break and go into this second segment, to get ready for the second segment, I want you guys to really think about how this week you're going to speak life into your child. And then, Talia, what do you want to tell the kids out there this week? What should they do this week when it comes to positive words?
Be a light, be great, never give up, and you are awesome.
That's it. All right, y'all. I'm Miracles One, and she is...
Talia B.
We'll be back in about 15 seconds. All right, people, we're back for segment two of the T&I Chronicles, Life Lessons from a Single Dad. And
his princess.
Oh, she was quick. She was quick on the draw in, y'all. She's like, and his princess and stuff. So, again, we're excited to be able to bring this content to you all. We're excited for what just took place. You know, we talked about positive words and positive affirmations. And it was funny because I told Talia just now, I said, we're about to talk about negative in the second segment. What did you tell me? What'd you say? We what?
We.
It says, yeah.
We talked about it the last segment a little bit.
Exactly. We did. We did kind of brush on it in the last segment. It came out, and that's why I said it was kind of cool. She kind of gave you guys a preview of what was coming in the second segment without me having to tell her to do it. So, you know, I'm not going to end on a bad note. We're not going to end on a bad note, but we want to talk about how damaging some of the negative words that we can say to people that we love or our friends. And I'm going to let Talia say something because it's going to be a full transparent moment. I think a while back I was talking to her how sometimes that we might joke with our friends and think it might be funny, but we don't realize how we hurt their feelings by saying stuff small, right?
Yeah.
Give me an example of some things at school that either you've heard people say or you learned not to say to your friends or other kids because it might hurt them, that it might seem like it wasn't that bad, but it ended up being negative to them. Do you have some examples? Just think about some of the things that, you know, you what wouldn't you want somebody saying to you as a child and one of your friends saying to you?
I wouldn't want them to say, like, oh, your outfit doesn't look cute on you today, or your hair is not as cute as yesterday, or you should make your grades higher like me, because those would hurt other people's feelings or your feelings. So.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting she says that, because I think, you know, when I'm I hear that coming from her, we probably only take the time to tell our kids or teach our kids how not to say those type of things to other kids. They might think they're saying in jest. And just in laughter and joking, but that's really hurting that child's feelings, because that child might not be in a situation where their parents can afford to do their hair. That child's grades might be the best they can do. That child's clothes might be all their parents can afford. And we need to take the time to teach our kids how these words, you know, these things could affect those other kids when they say it, you know. And, you know, sometimes as adults, you think about when most of us was younger, we used to play this game called the Dozens. What the Dozens was, Talia, it was like we would joke and see who could talk bad about the other the most. And we thought it was funny back then, but now as we get older, we realize how bad those words hurt. Like what you just said, the things that Talia just said were things we would say to other kids about, and we'd be joking. And like she said, those type of words hurt. I think also as a parent, I'm going to let her speak on this in a second. You know, imagine how many times when we were younger, we hear some of our friends' parents, it might be your parents who said it, and they, you know, God, you know, God bless them and forgive them if they said these type of things to you. You know, you're just like your dad, you're just like your mom and stuff like that, and not mean in a positive way. How would that make you feel if somebody, you know, if I was to talk to you like that and say something negative about your mom and say, oh, you just like her, you'll never be this, then how would that make you feel as a child?
That would make me feel sad, and I really don't keep secrets, so I feel like I would tell my mom, and then my mom and dad would get into a fight, and I wouldn't want that. So if they said that, I act like my mom, or that was your mom used to do that, I would think that that would hurt my feelings, and that was really sad.
Yeah, and it could be the opposite version. Mom said, just like your dad, I can't stand him. And the thing is, and I'm bringing this up because it happens a lot in co-parenting situations. When you're co-parenting and, you know, your child should not be used as a weapon. Your spouse or your ex should not be used as a weapon and using that child as the person to deliver the ammunition by you saying negative things about that, because you're hurting them. You're sowing seeds of negative thoughts about half of who they come from. And we got to do better. We got to do better as parents. You know, we got to do better as people. You know, I'm not going to lie. I just got a little emotional, just thought of that. You know, I just think about how many times I've been in public and heard these kids, their parents cussing them out, yelling at them and saying, you ain't, you know, this, that, boo-boo, but the cuss word. You such a booty hole, but the bad word and stuff. She's always laughing. But you shouldn't, and it's sad, but you hear it happening and this damaging these kids. What are you guys doing? You know, they did not choose to come into this earth. We chose to bring them to this earth. And for whatever reason, whatever you believe in, God chose you to be that parent. So the best gift you can give them is be better than what you heard. Because the sad thing is, a lot of you guys are repeating what you heard your parents say. When you should be getting better. But like Talia said, that hurts. But we can reverse that by speaking those positive words. Right, baby?
Yeah,
we have the power to do that. So we need to stop spending as much time speaking on the negative and just focus on the positive. Now, there's nothing wrong with being a good parent and teaching your child, having constructive criticism, saying, you know what, baby, you had some grades that you struggled with, but you're going to get better, but you got to work on this. I can't allow you to be a lesser version of yourself. I want you to be the best version of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then you want dad to be the best version of yourself, right?
Yes.
Well, sometimes, I'll give you an example. We talked about it in the preview when we did We're Fighting For It, when it still was the BPC. And what are the things you used to tell me about learning how to listen and stuff? What did you tell daddy?
I told you when somebody, or for example, I am talking, you might want to interrupt and say, oh no, you weren't supposed to do that. But then I'm like, oh no, there's a reason for why I did that. But you sometimes didn't let me finish, but now you've been improving on that and been letting me finish what I was finishing to say.
And you know, I had her bring that back up because that spoke life to me. I could have taken it as criticism. I could have taken it negative. But no, she told me why I need to stop doing that. She told me how it was making her feel when my actions were doing it. But then she used her words to speak life into my ground. You know, yes, I'm getting emotional. She's looking like a smile. And she made me a better man, a better person, a better listener, a better leader. Because this parenting thing, y'all, it goes both ways. We teach our children, but we also can learn from them because they're so innocent, but they're also so, they tell you the truth, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to tell you what's going on through their head. Sometimes you might be like, girl, I cannot believe you said that. You know, I'm your daddy and stuff, but you know, but it'd be some truth to it. So we have to take the time to realize that words matter, which is why, you know, it's funny. We said that, I said at the beginning of the episode, it's called Speak Life, but when I get ready to upload it shortly, I'm going to add a subtitle, Speak Life, Words Matter. Because words matter, right, baby?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you get ready to come into our close, you know, like the BPC, it was a 30-minute podcast. We want to keep these 20 because you might have kids listening and things of that nature. But, you know, we want you to know words matter, right?
Yes.
So what did I say? What matters?
Words.
Words what?
Words.
Words. What do they do? Words what? Matter.
Matter.
See, I'm like looking at her like, girl, words matter. But see, words matter. And there was a prime example. I was like, what matters? She's like, words. Words what? She said, matter. But the back and forth banter, this is a lot of what we'll be doing. We will be, you know, doing on the podcast. I don't know what the subject matter is going to be in 2 weeks. This is going to be like it was the BPC, an ongoing conversation. Something we're tying to this. But, you know, again, we want to thank you all for joining us for this first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Talia, anything you want to say as we get ready to close? Whatever you want to say, whatever's on your heart.
When I first started, or it was my first time on the podcast, I was really nervous and I didn't know what to say. But now that you guys have been giving positive feedback, I've been actually warming up to the podcast, and I've been acting better and not being any more nervous anymore.
Yeah, it's awesome, because what happened, I had a couple of friends when they heard the first sample episode we did for the second half of my other BPC podcast. They just said how well she spoke. As a matter of fact, she made me speak even better. I had to slow down some to try to keep up with her cadence. So we appreciate that, guys. We appreciate you, because guess what? She just proved right there, words matter. You guys speaking life and me passing that message on to her so I can encourage her. Matters. So we thank you guys. And, you know, like we say, you know, just continue, just share this with as many people as possible, because we want to make a difference in the world. Because at the end of the day, like we said in the intro, let's grow and what?
Let's go and let's grow.
Let's go and let's grow. Yes. Let's go and let's grow. So, you know, we will see you guys in a couple of weeks. We love you all to life. And let's say bye, baby. See you later.
See you later.